You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the My Hero Academia, a reading club podcast, part of the Weird Science family, a manga podcast family, not a network. I'm here with my man, Stork. What up, Stork?
What up, Jim?
What up? And we have chapter, or number 93, All for One's Ember. And while we both were talking before this, it's a little hard to follow this chapter. You have a bunch of flashbacks that then you're not getting the typical borders because I think they're too quick to do that. And then you have a bunch of dialogue that you have to kind of really sit there and look at who is talking. But it's because it's balls to the wall craziness. And then you get a drop that is one of the biggest things that we've had in the entire series. So it's one of those weird chapters that's a huge chapter. I just had some problems while I was going through it, but you do end up starting with a flashback, and pretty much you're getting a bit of the training and introduction of All Might into the, you know, One for All and how he ended up being trained early. And that's, you know, the setup, what's going on in between him and Midoriya, because he's in big trouble. He is having problems. He does have one big arm, though.
Yes,
which is the craziest deal when he has that arm. That's like the, you're scared as a kid, like a young teen boy might be scared that that could happen at some point. You're working out one arm a little bit
or
too
Sly
much.
Or Stallone in the arm wrestling
over the
movie.
Top.
Yes, that's
yep.
it.
At least, though. Or maybe it would have been better if he had the hat. He turns it backwards because
he's like a machine.
Yeah, he is going to try to take out, you know, One for All or All for One, actually. And when you have all this going down, you do have Gran Torino. He's remembering things like everybody's remembering back to the deal of when All Might did get the One for All. And the thing about all this is that I thought he was going to die. I mean, he is. It gets to the point where he keeps saying, you know, I'm going to go a little extra. I'm going to go a little extra. But eventually you kind of run out. And that's what it seems like, you know, we're waiting for. Everybody's kind of waiting for. But while that's going on, the one good thing is you have people from around the world, or at least in Tokyo, you have people in the whole, you know, hero game. Endeavor, he's pissed.
Yeah.
He's upset. He's like, what's going on? Why didn't you tell me this? And he's, you know, number two. And we get a lot of people's backstory here of how they, you know, relate to the One for All and All Might and how
he inspired
everybody.
Them.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I do like seeing this because we have had the idea that obviously Midoriya, but Bakugo, they were inspired by All Might. But I think everybody was. I mean, even if you don't know that, you know, Todoroki might not think that All Might's the greatest thing, but you would assume that most of the people are inspired a bit by All Might. But I do like seeing that little bit of Endeavor, and then says that because he couldn't, and really going with the idea, I love the idea of there's a divide between them.
Literally, too.
So we show on the page, there's just this big, you know, canyon between them. And I love the idea. He's like, well, I couldn't beat you, so yeah, I had kids. I'm like, oh, like it ends up like, is that why?
And
like,
be abusive. That's his wife, right? So it's like, maybe he just, he wanted to be number one so much and still does, but now he's forcing that on his son, too.
And that's the thing. The despair led him to having Todoroki to try to make him better than All Might. And I'm going with the fact right now is that there's Endeavor. And he's like, okay, you know, I'm a pretty big dude. I'm pretty good. I have this. Well, I'm going to go find a wife that has the quirk that I need. I'm fire. I'm going to find ice. And I'm like, it's pretty much in my mind that this is a manufactured in his deal of who he could find to make the greatest hero, which he hopes would be Todoroki. And it you would love if this was a nice moment for Endeavor. The idea of like, well, you know, I couldn't do that, so I fell in love, and I figured, well, this, you know, I was in love with this lady, and I decided, well, I can't be number one, so I'll ease back, and I'll have a family. No, it makes him so much worse.
Yeah.
And
it's such cool a seeing him not in the flames and younger, but then you do remember what he did. And yeah.
And I think you're supposed to even think of him as like almost like a Bakugo mm-hmm. type deal as well, that this is a guy who couldn't be number one. And so he couldn't take it. And he ended up doing some bad things, even though he's still a hero. But he ended up Todoroki, and pretty much, like you said, child abuse, it seemed like, of him just forcing Todoroki into all this stuff. And yeah, so it's bad. But now he's like, you're pathetic. Look at this pathetic state. Explain it. What's going on? I still think that you might think that it was some sort of quirk. The idea of, you know, sucking power or something like that. But a lot of the other heroes you see, they kind of are like, no, like All Might's our guy. We have to help him. Though at one point they do just seem to think that the distraction of that other lady that was trapped and some of the people trapped, if we could get them free, then All Might will be able to just concentrate on fighting. I mean, look at him.
It's like, hey, why don't you just try taking this guy?
I thought that what we were getting is I was expecting a, like, all of a sudden, I'm All Might.
Yeah,
they all step up, and now they're just clearing the way. I'm like, he does not look good. Like, this isn't everything he needs.
Yeah,
like
Kamea Woods rescues Best Genus and Mount Lady and somebody else. I can't really tell who it is, but I do like that he says, you did good, Mount Lady. So, giving her some props, because
and
she has been
it.
Such a... all for herself and just going for glory and things like that. But she did step up. So I do like that that got recognized.
She has the power all for Mount Lady. It's funny because the two things I think about are when she wouldn't go down the one-way street.
Yeah.
And then the talk show where she was just throwing shade. It's so good. That's what makes her good, though. Yeah, her at midnight. Like, it must be hard being that old. That was so good. Like, I like Mount Lady.
Oh, yeah. She's one of my favorite tertiary, I think, characters.
I think she is my favorite. Kamea Woods, I don't really like. I didn't like him from the beginning for some reason.
He's really
powerful. He's stepping up, though. Yeah. Like, he is actually, like, he does... things like he actually does things for the group, and this again, he goes and uses his ability to save them. And I think that he's kind of still upset that, remember, they all warped away when he had the villains in his grip, and they warped away. So he's there to do things. But it's funny. I get what they're trying to do here. The idea of, I would definitely come up to All Might and say, "Hey, I'll help you here." But I think that they're giving that idea of, "Listen, you inspired us all. Let us inspire you to now take on, you know, like, all for one."
That's great, but I could really use some actual
it's
help.
It's like the idea where he's like, he can't even stand up.
I'm glad you rescued a couple heroes and this lady, but can a couple of you help me out? And Tiger there rescues the lady, and he's still carrying the nude ragdoll, I assume.
Yeah, he's got nude ragdoll, grabs that lady, and he's like, "Oh, Tiger." And then you have it like, I swear to God, at this point, All Might's like, "Thank God my buddies are here. They're going to help me." And they zip off and go, "It's up to you to stop this heartless villain, All Might. We're rooting for you." It's like, what? Get back here.
I got one arm.
Gran Torino can't do anything either. I mean, he's beat up. And I also like when you see him and like, well, you do get shorter in your old age.
Yeah, he flashes back to his sexiest
self. He looks cool. I mean, he's there. He looks really cool. And he's like, "Oh, my God." And, you know, talking about how this all happened and how the idea where All Might was trained and did come up with the idea that the world needed a symbol. They needed a symbol of inspiration. That was his smiling all the time. And that's what he wanted to do from the very beginning. And that's, you know, it makes him that like true deal with that. Then you go and you just see like everybody's just screaming. I still wish they had that. This is Todoroki underneath them, even though he's right there. And like, you even have Bakugo and Midoriya. Like, Midoriya's crying and screaming. Somebody do something.
Yeah, I really felt bad for All Might at this point because just the pressure that's on him. And he's got, like, the tank is on E. So it's just, I thought this might be the end as well. So I really pitied him because that's a lot of responsibility. And he's done so much so far. But geez, give the guy a break.
Give the guy a helping hand.
Yes.
Or, you know, he only has one arm, as we said. And this has been set up so well because at points, Small Might, when we would see him, it would kind of, it wouldn't even be like pity at that one, because he kind of would be a little more of a jerk at times.
Like, it's kind of a joke. It's just like a quirky fun, no pun intended, but like a funny little moment. But here he's just decimated.
Yeah. And I think it was set up that well, that way that you're seeing this, and we know, like, this isn't like all of a sudden we'd see this and not know what's going on. We might think, oh, you know, he's just taking a breather.
Yeah. He always could pull out of it, it seemed, if he really needed to. But at this point, it doesn't seem that way.
Yeah. So you even have talk from All for One, who's talking about the saying, you know.
He's a crap talker.
Yeah. Oh, God. And he's like, you know, I've waited for this moment. He seems to be savoring it. And really, all of this is, I'm surprised they didn't show Stain at one point, too, because this is that idea where there's All Might, even though he liked All Might's like the good hero. But when everybody says, we're resting all our hopes in your victory, what happens if he does get, not even defeated, killed? I mean, what? That's like the death of Superman. Mm-hmm. Like the idea that all hope is gone, and they're talking, and that's where All for One starts talking about how he just hates All Might so much, and all this time that he was down, he was even afraid of him, because All Might always steps up. He always is able to reach down and grab some more, even when he got his guts ripped out. Mm-hmm. He said that he still remembers how he came at him so mean. But he's been waiting. And so he starts going, you know, I'm going through these quirks that I could use. You know, I think that this is the, how about all of them? He has this arm that is the,
it's like Resident Evil, what, 2 or 3? Where that, it's
the nemesis running
stars
around. Also, when I look at it, I'm like, do you have Ringo's rings on? It's not. It's like weird knuckles. I swear he was having bling on there. And it is like every quirk all in this weird, I mean, it looks like just a growth, this arm.
Yeah, it's kind of mirroring almost one good arm.
Yeah, he has his one good arm, and he's like, you think that's bad? Like, look at this. And the only thing I could hope for by the end is, how could you move that thing? I mean, it's so crazy. Like, he's like, oh, God, I went too far.
Anti-gravity like, quirk.
Punch it. Oh, my God. And he says, here it comes. And it is just awful, but it really is the visual of, oh, no. And Yen, he says, I have this suspicion, trading blows for you earlier, you no longer possess the One for All. This is an afterthought. It's the ember that remained after the transfer. You have passed it on. He's well aware that it can be passed on because of what happened before. And he says, I'm going to find it. And so you're thinking at that point, uh-oh. Oh, God, like he knows
he
the transfer.
Find out.
He's going to end up trying to find out maybe some. And then as he's right next to All Might, he says, Midoriya, Izuku Midoriya, he was the recipient, right? He's talking a lot in this little bit of time, but he says, yeah, he ended up, and what you're going to do is you're going to die a failed teacher. You didn't even get to teach him. I know who it is. It's huge.
And in that panel where he says he was the recipient, right, we see like a back, you know, like a panel we've seen before, but it's Shiggy. So you know if he knows that Shiggy probably knows too. And anything that happens to All for One, if All Might beats him, that Shiggy's still out there and
he's
knows.
Still out there. And I said, we kind of forgot the idea that there's a mole. There's a mole in you know, the academy. There's a mole here that they ended up where they must have at least said, because you have Midoriya doing some crazy stuff. And if you really did look at it, you would be able to tell, and who knows who the mole would be and how this would have found out. But it seems like that is for me. And they put the pieces together. But that also leads me to think that if he knows it's Midoriya, is that why he grabbed Bakugo? Is that why, you know, all these things going on, and what will they do going forward? And if All Might dies here, if he gets killed, nobody's going to know that the bad guys know that it's Midoriya. They're going to think that they're kind of clear of it. But
at this point,
crazy.
Either one or both could die, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, by the time we get to the end of this chapter, it leaves you hanging some more still, but you do have All Might reaching back, and he is able to, you know, keep on keeping on. I mean, he's struggling, and he the idea of a limit and going past the limit. Now, if he does end, and it's taking down, because at the end, he says, I can't die, and it really was. I think that if All for One didn't mention Midoriya, it might have been a little different, because he was so beaten down, but that ends up where, oh, God, you know, I can't die a failed
classic villain talking too much.
Yeah. Why did he do that? And he ends up kind of you know, one last bit of All Might, and he just whaps. He smashes All for One and says, "I can't die." And then it's Zeroes, and I like where All for One goes, "I think I miscalculated. I shouldn't have said that. Why did I have to say that? That was my secret." And he ends up getting smashed, but this might be like both of them down. I don't know, because it ends pretty crazy. And he is going all out with that, you know, that one arm. You still see that other arm as his erect.
It looks decimated. His right arm that was
does
the
look
powerful
like he's
one,
got
I think.
A bit of power back, though. And yeah, you don't quite see his face, but he looks bigger. But he gets walloped, and Darth Vader without his mask, All for One, looks like he might be in big trouble. Things are flying apart and that stuff. So I did like it. Like I said, at one point, it did get a little bit confusing, but the big things are huge. What would you give this?
Yeah, this was a tough one for me to score, but I'm going to give it like an 8.7.
Yeah, I'm going 8.5, so I'm not even as high.
Yeah, some good other pro-hero moments, I thought. I like that. I like the explanation of how All Might can still have One for All, because we haven't really touched on that too much, about that ember. I think they went a little overboard with the ember explanation, because they do show Small Might naked, like covering the ember.
And covering the ember, like trying to keep it going.
You went a little too far there. but big reveal about them knowing about Midoriya.
Yep. And again, when you pass it on, he did mention that he's getting weaker and weaker. There's less time, whatever. That's the ember. And yeah, it was.
Look, it's a good metaphor, but I don't need to see it. Like,
no, we kind of knew what it was. And then he's there like he's the first man trying to make fire. Also, he's like comforting the fire. Like, you're going to burn yourself, buddy. But yeah. And he says, "I'm more than just a symbol," you know, all that, where I do like it. And he's fighting for his master as well. So all these things kind of come into play, but also then to protect Midoriya and at least be able to maybe teach him, or I mean, either teach him, or the last lesson is, "I'm going to take this guy out for a while so you can end up learning a little more yourself before you die." And I would think Gran Torino would step up, even if that's, you know, the case. He's there watching this, and he could help him, not as much as All Might, I guess. But yeah, it's crazy. So we'll see what happens and how this, you know, changes the series. If All Might does go down, it'd be crazy. I'm hoping he doesn't, but we shall see. But that's it for this week. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for joining me, Stork, as always, and we'll talk to you all later.
See ya.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.